Proclamation number 4307 of 20th of May, 1948. I want you to be blessed. I want you to become blessed. My aim is not earthly bliss, for earthly life is only short compared to eternity. But you shall be granted an eternal life of bliss, and this eternal life shall be the price for your probation on earth. Nothing on earth shall seem desirable to you anymore. Your gaze shall be directed towards life after death, and if you can give up everything with a light heart, you will be ready for eternity. Your heart must be able to detach itself from earthly things. You must be able to sacrifice what is dear to you on earth. You must strive with all your heart and soul for what belongs to the spiritual kingdom, goods which are denied to you by the earthly world, which no one can offer you but me alone, and which I offer you because I want to make you blissfully happy. Learn to value spiritual goods and despise earthly goods. And be certain that I will provide you with the earthly goods you need in order to be able to fulfill your earthly task. Make yourselves completely my own, and I will take care of you in every way. I will provide for you earthly and spiritually and not let you go hungry. Yet in order to become blissfully happy, your soul first requires spiritual nourishment which will ensure its life in eternity. You humans put earthly needs first and believe that you cannot exist without over-anxious worry. But I know that you lack spiritual nourishment much more, and you have to strive for this yourselves because I cannot impose it on you due to freedom of will. Earthly food and earthly drink only ever sustain you a bit for a short time and can never prolong your earthly life if I call you away from earth. Spiritual nourishment, on the other hand, ensures your eternal life. And what you have once received in spiritual nourishment will never ever perish or become ineffective. You take it with you into eternity and build your life on it. In order to be able to live eternally and beat it, you do also have to carry out a pleasing activity and therefore need capital with which you can work, which you can distribute to those in need. You need spiritual wealth which does not diminish but always increases the more you give of it. And I want to give you this spiritual wealth so that you will become eternally happy. But you can only accept it if your heart is completely empty, where my treasures can spread out. For spiritual treasures are not compatible with earthly treasures. A heart cannot contain both, and it is up to you which goods you want to keep your heart free for. But if I love you and want you to become blissfully happy, Roman 1, as a wise father, must also advise my children and help them to cleanse their heart chambers of unsuitable goods which displace the true treasures and make it impossible to receive them. And thus I will help you to detach yourselves from what the world offers you, what your heart still desires but is a hindrance to you for eternal life. And therefore consider all earthly failures as an aid on my part to detach yourselves from the world and its illusory goods. Recognize my care in it, which only applies to your final aim of making free, exceedingly happy beings out of you who will know no more sorrow and worrying eternity but will only ever be blissfully happy and live. I.e. be continuously active in loving activity. I want you to become blissfully happy. I want to be able to provide you with spiritual nourishment because you need it for eternal life. Amen.